No one can argue that Donald Trump's presidency and post-presidency have not both been eventful. With his conviction now on dozens of felony counts, he opens a new chapter in American politics and jurisprudence.
No former president has ever been convicted, but there's also never been a president or former president like Donald Trump who showed so little regard for the law.
Erwin Chemerinsky is dean of the UC Berkeley School of Law.
There are, of course, many hard issues that could arise. What if Donald Trump is sentenced to prison and then elected president? Does his election as president preempt New York from being able to imprison him? There's obviously no precedent ever in American history that would answer that question.
Some legal scholars said Trump's conviction was a reminder that in a democracy, the wealthy and powerful are subject to the same set of laws. Lauren Brooks Eisen is senior director of the Justice Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University Law School.
The American public saw firsthand that this was a fair system and the former president is not above the law and was held accountable.
Brianna Side is counsel at the Brennan Center's Justice Program. She said New York state law takes falsification of business records very seriously.
Falsifying business records in the first is a Class C felony in New York, which means that the former president would be looking at, because he has no prior criminal convictions, 1 1/3 to 4 years in prison for each count. It would be up to the judge to determine the sentence. It could be that, it could be probation. There could be fines, community service.
The Brennan Center's Lauren Brooks Eisen says several factors, like it being Trump's first criminal conviction, the crimes being nonviolent, and Trump's age, he's likely looking at probation. Brooks Eisen says that opens up a legal can of worms for Trump's presidential campaign.
Typically, if someone is placed on probation in New York, they do have to stay within the state, and they do have to ask permission every time they travel or leave the state. And again, the court can say no. So this could create a real impediment to the former president.
UC Berkeley Law School Dean Erwin Chemerinsky says that it isn't likely that Trump will be going to jail or checking in with a probation officer for a while yet.
I am sure that Donald Trump is going to appeal after the sentence is imposed. And it may be some time before the appeals are resolved. Can't imagine it happening before the November election, or if he's elected before the January inauguration.
Legal scholars all point out that the U.S. Constitution has no provision for how to handle a presidential candidate or a president who's been convicted of a felony crime. Trump's sentencing is scheduled for July 11th. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.